AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The new Supreme Leader is praising Iranians for their steadfastness while the military makes threats against tourist and recreational destinations around the world. The AP's John Gambrell is in Dubai.
This is a threat that analysts had been warning about, that Iran could return to using militant attacks abroad in areas anywhere in the world to try to advance its goals in coming out on top in this war.
President Trump says he asked Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair Dan Kane to skip an event honoring the Naval Academy football team as the U.S. carries out more strikes in Iran.
I told him, I said, Dan, if you don't mind, stay in the Situation Room and you watch all those attacks that we're hitting those guys with, and they don't know what's happening. The Navy's gone there. Air Force is gone.
The Supreme Leader has not been seen in public since he took control. The AP's Julia Frankel reports a missile targeted Jerusalem.
The missile was intercepted, Israel's military said, but that left fragments in the air that fell down, blasting open a gate and collapsing a wall on this pathway down to the Western Wall, which is the holiest site in the world where Jews can pray. Now, the Western Wall is next to the Al-Aqsa Mosque. That's the third holiest site in Islam.
The U.S. military is deploying three more warships and roughly 2,500 more Marines to the Middle East. France says it's taking appropriate measures after a naval officer's use of the Strava sports app inadvertently enabled journalists to geolocate the aircraft carrier Charles de Gaulle in the Mediterranean. Sources tell the AP U.S. prosecutors are looking into whether Colombian President Gustavo Petro had ties to drug traffickers. The White House is laying out a new framework it wants Congress to use to shape national rules on artificial intelligence without curbing growth. Nearly 90,000 bottles of Taro Pharmaceuticals' children's pain reliever have been recalled due to reports of particles and other possible contaminants. This is AP News. Action star and martial arts grandmaster Chuck Norris has died.
In a 1993 interview, Morris says he took up martial arts for a reason.
I was a very shy kid growing up, very, timid. By nature, I'm not assertive. So I had to develop that, and I couldn't do that without the confidence that I had gotten from my martial arts training.
In 2010, Norris was already a popular film and TV star, but he had a favorite.
8.5 years on doing the Walker series was probably the most rewarding 8 years of my film career.
While his tough man image became the stuff of legend, sparking Chuck Norris memes, in 1998, Norris said he knew his limits.
Well, that's way beyond my ability to dive out of a balloon and land on top of another one. And so, we bring professionals in for that.
Chuck Norris was 86. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.